Terry Ungarian is the Reeve of the County of Northern Lights, and he joins us on the line today. Terry, thank you very much, Your Worship. First of all, you are part of many jurisdictions here in the Peace Region that are part of the Railway Alliance that is happening here. First of all, comments on the fact that you are part of the Alliance.
Yeah, so back in last fall, in November, I was approached by some other municipalities about the concern of the poor rail service that the northern part of the province is receiving. And I mean, it's more than probably just the north. It's probably nationwide, but particularly in the north, we were feeling the impacts of having poor rail service. And the suggestion was made that maybe a municipal voice would be a good voice to try see some improvements made, and that's kind of where I got involved.
How key is it for you to be part of this alliance, especially in the agriculture and forestry sectors, especially up here in northwestern Alberta?
Well, very important because, I mean, we're a resource-rich municipality with forestry and agriculture, and all of our products, most of our products, not all of them, but most of our products are exported, and in order to be exported, they have to reach a port somewhere, and that's typically by rail, whether you're hauling grain to a central terminal or lumber to a central area, it eventually ends up on rail to go to ports, and so without that consistent, reliable rail service, it can hamper industry and getting your products to markets.
How key does the collaboration with your colleagues need to be, especially with some of the other jurisdictions that have joined, like Northern Sunrise County, McKenzie County, the MD of Peace, the City of Grand Prairie, the towns of Peace River and High Level? How key is it?
Well, I mean, a multiple municipal voice always gets paid attention to. So I think that if we go with a unified message, that'll draw the most attention. Industry was a little reluctant to approach the rail carriers individually, you know, just in fear there could be retributions against them. So the municipalities who, you know, we widely support industry, we had no issues with putting our voice out there to make the message heard.
The alliance that you're part of here, Your Worship, is this more of an improvement campaign or an awareness campaign?
Well, it's probably a bit of both. I mean, there is limited rail capacity, so we just need to find a solution to balancing that capacity to all industries and not be favoring one industry over another, or, you know, to continue the maintenance and the upgrades on the existing lines to make sure that they're capable of handling the maximum rail traffic that they can. So it's a combination of a lot of things, and it's just bringing awareness that there needs to be more diligence on the rail carriers to have that improved service.
I know it's not going to be an overnight success, but in your mind, can solutions be reached in the next year or so?
Oh, absolutely. I think there can be. And I mean, it's going to take some political conversations with the federal transportation because, I mean, the rail lines are a national issue, so they travel across provincial boundaries and, I mean, provincial politicians as well to kind of advocate for industries and for improved rail service. So I think with the right messages and, you know, a kind of a collaborative effort with the rail lines, like we're not trying to beat anybody up on it. We're just trying to make awareness that that we are kind of being left out at times and that that it's hurting industry, which in effect hurts everybody. I mean, it trickles down to communities and to all people that are affected by the industries.
Terry Ungarian is the Reeve of the County of Northern Lights as part of the Community Rail Advocacy Alliance. Your Worship, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.